Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pod Nuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, June 19th, and I'm recording on Wednesday, basically because I was too busy to record on Monday. So on Monday, what had happened was I was busy helping my wife get ready to head out of town because this upcoming weekend, my stepson is going to get married. So many of you, well, I don't know if all of you knew because I don't always talk about it, but I am married and I myself have no children, but I have a stepson that my wife had from a previous marriage. And he is someone that the family didn't really think was going to get married. He was born with some physical handicaps and disabilities, which made it a little difficult for him growing up, but he is fully functional. He is a bright kid. He just has, you know, some impairments. And it was something where, you know, he can't drive. He can't see the same things that you and I see, no peripheral vision. Things were just going to be tough for him. But he found somebody, and we are so very happy for him. And it is time for them to tie the knot. So I am going to be heading out of town and joining her. She left yesterday on Tuesday. So Monday night, I was rushing around and getting all the stuff done because she is a very proud mama, very, very happy. And I am happy to assist with her. I will be joining them tomorrow. I will be there all weekend doing my part. And yes, I am involved in the wedding. And I just want to say that, and I'm probably sharing too much personal information, but hey, this is life. So he's not my son, but he has always treated me like I was his father. Now, he's still very close with his biological father, so don't misread that. But he literally treats me just as much as being his father as his real father. He sends me, you know, Happy Father Day texts, which he sent 8 of them this past Sunday. I'm sure some of them by mistake. He is actually more worried right now because it is Wednesday. And he sent a Father's Day card for me last week, which still has not arrived at my house. And I think he's more worried about the fact that I didn't get the card than he is about his upcoming wedding. And I'm like, Josh, just, man, don't worry about it. I appreciate it. I understand it. It's more important for you to get married than to worry about my card. But that's just how life goes. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend and having a little bit of personal time, but not much because we'll be right back to the grind on Monday. Well, I do want to share a quick story and tip. That's one of the reasons I got on the show is I didn't want to leave you with nothing this week if I had something to give. So I have a little bit of time tonight. So let me quickly tell you a quick story. So as many of you know, I do subcontract work for other technicians, and it's basically something that I have technicians do for me. I have clients with offices in other cities, in other states, and I need boots on the ground because I can't always drive there or fly there at the drop of a hat. So I have techs that help me, and I offer the same to other techs that have clients here in South Florida that, you know, they may be in New York or Zurich or whatever, and they'll need some help here. So this particular company was having trouble diagnosing a workstation that was, it wasn't having horrible problems, but every now and then it would just kind of lock up, be a little slow, but nothing, you know, crying out what the problem was. So after about a week of them trying to diagnose it, and I believe that somebody actually was on site from that company because they happened to be down doing something else, like a video system installation or something, and they took a look at it, but could not find the problem either. So I got the call and went on site and was able to actually diagnose the problem pretty quickly. And the two things that I was able to do, one, like I just said, diagnose the problem pretty quickly. And for that, I used the Malwarebytes tool set. And I will talk about that just a little bit later. And I also happened to have with me, and when I say happen to have, I mean on purpose, I carry around my hard drive duplicator kit. So not only was I able to diagnose the failing hard drive, but I was actually able to replace it and clone the current drive to a new drive. And all of this took less than an hour. So this was something where my client, the tech company, you know, called me their hero for being able to do that for them. And of course, their client was able to call them a hero for finally figuring it out. But it just reminded me that one of the things that I sometimes don't always do is talk about the tools that I use on a regular basis. And so I thought I would do that tonight, and especially because it's Malwarebytes and they have been a good vendor to me, to the PodNuts community, and I'm sure to others listening. That if you've used their products, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But the one I'm talking about right now is the Malwarebytes portable tool set. It is a part of their TechBench program. I will also get into that a little bit more. But the tool set, I'll be honest, it's something where if you don't have it, you need to get it just for the simple fact of there are many times where you can run the issue scanner and find problems with the system pretty quickly. And of course, the biggest one that how many times have we heard technicians talk about the fact that they have spent, you know, hours trying to, you know, research something or scan for viruses or malware only to find out that the hard drive is bad. When if you run the issue scanner, and I don't know how many tests it performs, it, you know, it talks about, I don't know, 1,800, 2,000 tests or something like that. But it's going to test all those things for you. It's going to test the hard drive. It'll do a test of the device manager, services, printer, Windows updates. I mean, it's going to test all those things. And the test is usually less than a couple of minutes. So save yourself some time. Don't spend hours running scans until you've run the issue scanner. And then, of course, the tool set does include a portable scanner that will help identify and remove malware. And then if you want to get a little bit more in depth, there's a whole nother section on in the toolbox where you can remediate. So if you want to run the Malwarebytes ADW cleaner, the anti-root kit, you want to also do something like go through their anti-bundleware where you can find rogue programs, you know, that people have installed, all those add-ons that come with, you know, scareware or whatever you want to call them, you can remove a lot of those things there. So the Malwarebytes tool set is something that you should get. Now, I will say this, you really should learn about the entire Malwarebytes TechBench Partner Program. And I'm going to put a link to all of this in the show notes. So if you go to malwarebytes.com/techbench, that is a landing page that tells you everything that you need to know about this program. And it is a reseller program. So this is for repair shops, techs, MSPs. This is not something that your customer is going to go get. This is something that you carry with you as a technician so that when they've finished Googling all the stuff that they can Google and they can't figure something out, you pull out this professional tool set and you run all of these scans and tools and find the problems for them. So another thing, so of course I reached out to my good friends, you know, Michael and Alex. Michael is my, you know, live PD Twitter buddy, and you see him all over the place. Alex, of course, is the kind of the technical mind behind all of this. And so they allowed for me to put together a little promo for you. So I am going to put a link to that in the show note as well. And listen, don't go to the TechBench bench page and then try to find it, go to my show note and look for the link. It is a special link. It is case sensitive. And what the link will do is it will get you a 1-year membership of Malwarebytes TechBench Advanced for only $249. And that is $100 off of the regular price. It includes access to the Malwarebytes toolset, a reseller starter pack of 25 Malwarebytes premium licenses, plus higher reselling margins and discounts for additional Malwarebytes products. This promotion is going to be good until August 31st. So go to the show note and look for the link. It is a shortened link. And basically, it's a short link with a slash podnuts2019. So go to the link and look for that. And basically, the investment is pretty good. So first of all, the advanced set, there's actually two. So you can actually, if you want to get started with a free version, you can do that. It is the basic. And what it is, it gives you a 15-day trial of the Malwarebytes tool set. It gives you 5 licenses for Malwarebytes, and you can use those for Windows, Mac, Android, whatever. Those are not for resale. So if you want to resell, you want to step up to their TechBench Advanced program. And so with that, you're going to get the tool set. And of course, it includes all the stuff I talked about, the issue scanner, the portable malware scanner, anti-bundleware. Now, it's going to give you the 5 licenses that are not for resale. So you want to use those for your shop or your office. And then it gives you 25 resellable Malwarebytes premium licenses. And I mean, we can talk, you know, that's probably close to $1,000 in value. You're going to be able to get phone and email support from the Malwarebytes technical team. You're going to get early access to new products and a whole bunch of other stuff. You're also going to get free sales and marketing resources. And that is normally, like I said, $349. But if you use the link in the show note, you're going to get that for $249. Folks, for $249, you use this thing. Let's say you use it once a week. And I don't really care how low you charge for a diagnostic fee. I mean, if you're charging something like $89 just to test a system before you even work on it, or you're charging $150 or whatever, you're going to make your money back pretty quick. So even at $349 a year, you can easily make that money up. Plus, you're getting 25 resellable Malwarebytes licenses. So the resale alone will pay for this. So go to the link, look that up. There's also going to be some additional links in the show notes that I will include that will point you to things like the user guides, the quick start guides, technical reference, things like that. So I just wanted to really give a shout out to Malwarebytes. I've used this tool for quite a while, and I just don't really talk about it. And I just had this particular story that just stuck out to me that I'm like, here's somebody who they spent over a week working on a problem. I came in, found it in less than a few minutes, and then was able to repair their system. Now, the second part to that story is the fact that I had with me my duplicator, and you've heard me talk about those before, and I've gone through many versions of a duplicator, but the one that I've settled on now for the last few years has been the Systor duplicator. It is not your toaster version. If you're used to only seeing the toasters, you know, that sit on the desk and they really look like a toaster and you can, you know, vertically put the drives in and do that. Those are fine. But the reason I get the one from Systor is not only is it a duplicator, and it is a 2.5 and a 3.5 inch duplicator. It is hot swappable. It will work with both your regular hard drives and your solid state drives. But not only is it a clone duplicator, it is a sanitizer. So if you need to be able to wipe systems, and there are different levels of wiping, you can do just a quick wipe, you can do the DoD wipe, or you can do the, I think it's called secure wipe, and they will do the long wipes. Now, on my toaster with the software, sometimes those those wipes will take, you know, overnight, you know, 12 to 24 hours. With the Systor sanitizer, a lot of those same wipes can be done under 4 hours. And you can do, in my big one, I've got one that does a 1 to 3 duplicating effort, which means I can use 4 bays and sanitize 4 drives at once. So being able to sanitize 4 drives in under 4 hours is pretty good. So the one I'm going to put the link into is the 1-to-1 duplicator. That's the one that I carry with me around in the van. But I also have a 1-to-3. Systor also makes 1-to-7, 1-to-20 or something like that. So if you're a shop and you need to duplicate, you know, say you've sys-prepped, you know, hard drive for multiple deployments and you're going to, you know, give a client 20 systems and you need to duplicate that drive, Systor makes, I think the highest they do is 24 drives. So if you need to duplicate 24 drives, that can be done pretty quickly. And folks, with the solid state drives, most of the time my duplicating is less than 10 to 15 minutes. A lot of times it's faster. I've got a lot of duplicating that has been done in 5 minutes or less. But let's just be honest, if you're loading up a drive, the more stuff you put on it, the longer the duplicating will take. So if a standard drive that you're deploying out for a system with, you know, Windows and Microsoft Office and some customer client programs, you know, if you load up drivers for things, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But, you know, being able to do that pretty quick with these drives is what I like. So I've got the link to that also in the show note. I do, you know what? I'm actually going to, I just got reminded in this, as you can tell, I'm not really scripted tonight, but isn't that how it always is? So let's see. So a few shows ago, I did a show with Bradford Torrey, and I just want to go ahead and say this. I have about 15 or so responses to that show. And if you responded, you know what I'm talking about. And if you did not respond and you have not listened to that show, you need to go back and listen to that show. The episode is 212. It is called Another Holy Crap Moment. You want to go and listen to that show. And I'm not going to tell you why. You just need to go listen to it. And you only have probably maybe 2 to 3 weeks. I haven't decided to listen to that show to find out what all the buzz is about. So I do want to say thank you to the people that have already responded. It is fantastic. I actually have some topics out of these emails back that I think we're going to be able to do 1 or 2 shows out of. And I do want to say thank you to, let's see, John sent me an email who wanted to direct my attention to one of his favorite shows, which is now on Amazon Prime, called The Expanse. It is considered to be hard sci-fi slash space opera. I cannot recommend it enough. John, I will take a look. I, of course, can't promise that I will watch it, but it will be on the list. And who else do I want to respond to? I know I need to respond to a couple of people, but I don't want to right now, because it will give people a hint as to why they should listen to episode 212. So I'm not going to read those right now. I will read those at a later date. Adam Carpenter, Jason Miller, John, Tim, Rod, Jason, George, Brett, Ahmed, all you. Thank you very much. Oh, Lewis just sent me an email. I want to say thank you to all you for sending in your responses. There's a Kevin. So that'll be great. All right, folks. I didn't want to keep you too long, but I did want to at least, you know, put out a show, tell everybody where I'm at, and give you that quick story and talk about Malwarebytes. No sponsor for the show, but the fact that I've got a promo for you for Malwarebytes, they might as well be the sponsor for tonight's show and all of that. So, folks, with that, I'm going to go finish packing so I can get out of here and go to my stepson's wedding. And I do want to say one more thing. So the reason that this is such a big deal to me is there was a time earlier in the year where I probably would have planned on missing this wedding. And this is something that I feel bad for. And if you've heard me talk about times in the past for family events, things have sometimes gotten in the way. There have been things with work. There have been distractions. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite when I talk to other people and say, hey, family first, you know, whatever you got to do, do. And in the, at the same breath, you know, I'm missing family events. And this is something where tending to my wife, this is probably the happiest she has been in many, many years. She is so excited for him to get married. I mentioned earlier, the family didn't think it would happen. So this is going to be a very special day. There are so many people, not just family members, but the community that have grown up around this person, because they come from a community where everybody not only knows everybody, but helps everybody. And it took a village to raise this young man. And so a lot of people are very proud and very happy. And my wife is, like I said, she is the happiest she has been in a long, long time. So, you know, putting the distractions aside, I have been able to finally say, look, I don't care what's going on. If, you know, a client needs an emergency work done, too bad. If there's a hurricane coming, good luck. I'm not going to be missing this event here. It's just something where, you know what? If family is important, you make it be important. They are the number one things in our lives if taken care of properly. So don't know why I feel like I had to say that, but that's where I'm at right now. I'm just giddy and ready to go. So with that, let me go ahead and end off the show. And I will just say, talk to you guys later and see you on the other side. And until then, holla.